Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. A video has leaked which shows Prince William confronting a photographer near his home. The Mirror reports Wills challenged the cameraman for allegedly invading the family's privacy while they were out for a bike ride near their Anmer Hall property in Norfolk in January last year. The video was viewed more than 20,000 times on YouTube after it was shared for the first time over the weekend. It since has been removed from YouTube, but royal aides are now fighting to have further versions taken down from other social media sites, including TikTok. Kensington Palace said the photographer was breaching the family's privacy, and the row underlines the challenges facing the royals in an online era. Prince Charles is being noticed for reportedly accepting almost $3 million in cash, the cash part being the issue, which was handed to him at his office in bags from Sheikh Ahmed bin Yasim bin Yabi Al Thani, the former Prime Minister of Qatar, according to a report from the Sunday Times. The money was a donation to Charles, Prince of Wales Charitable Fund, which gives grants to other non-profit groups that reflect the Prince's interests. Charles now faces the possibility of an investigation by the Charity Commission, the governing body of the charity world in Britain. A spokesman for the Charity Commission confirms in a statement, "We are aware of reports about donations received by the Prince of Wales Charitable Foundation. We will review the information to determine whether there is any role for the Commission in this matter." People reminds us it is not illegal for charities to accept donations in cash. However, the regulator of non-profits in the UK recommends that a series of checks for due diligence is carried out when accepting donations. An expert on royal finances said that Charles' behaviour was grubby. Norman Baker told the Times on Monday, €1 million in cash stuffed into bags or shoved into a holdall or suitcase and handed over behind closed doors is what you might expect from a South American drug baron, not the heir to the British throne. This is grubby, scuzzy behaviour which reinforces the views many are reaching that Charles is not fit to be king. Meanwhile, Her Majesty was out and about taking the train to Scotland. The Queen travelled by royal train overnight to Edinburgh, pictured smiling and holding her walking cane as she appeared for the historic ceremony of the keys on Monday morning. During the ceremony, the monarch is handed the keys of the city of Edinburgh and welcome to your ancient and hereditary Kingdom of Scotland. People reports, with pipers and drummers from the Royal Highland Fusiliers and the band of the Royal Regiment of Scotland providing the musical accompaniment for the ceremony, the Queen received the keys, which were presented to her on a red velvet cushion. Last week, it emerged that the Queen had been horse riding again after a hiatus due to discomfort. A royal source told People, "At 96, it's amazing that the Queen has even been on her horse." Some wondered if the Queen had made it to Glastonbury for the Paul McCartney concert. A fan was spotted sporting a blue coat in the crowd at the world-famous festival. The unidentified fan appeared to disguise herself from full view, wearing her hood up and lightly tinted sunglasses to avoid unwanted glare. If you look closely at the picture, hey, is that Her Majesty? One person stirred the frenzy on Twitter. "The Queen has turned up at Glastonbury to watch Robert Plant. That disguise is fooling nobody." User Fifi tweeted, "That was funny. Well, the Queen likes Paul McCartney, so why not?" Speaking of Glastonbury, wouldn't you like to watch that Paul McCartney concert like the fake Queen? Today's Palace Intrigue is brought to you by ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN gives you unrestricted access to all parts of the internet. Many websites or apps are blocked or restricted depending on where you are in the world. Think of a YouTube video you weren't able to watch, a website you couldn't visit, a sports match you were unable to stream. What about stuff that's cheaper in other countries like Spotify subscriptions, flight tickets, online games? ExpressVPN allows you to reroute your connection to a server in a country of your choice, making geo-restrictions a thing of the past. ExpressVPN utilizes the best in-class encryption. Whenever you are connected to ExpressVPN, every piece of data going in and out of your device goes through a secure encrypted tunnel and cannot be seen. Not by the government, not by hackers, not by your internet service provider. Not even by ExpressVPN. Find out how you can get 3 months free by visiting expressvpn.com/palace. That's expressvpn.com/palace. And we'll be right back. With the sentencing of Ghislaine Maxwell, some are revisiting her relationship with Prince Andrew. Were they dating at one point? The Mirror recaps, Andrew and Ghislaine are reported to have taken many trips together, including visits to New York, Florida, London, and Thailand. In 2000, Andrew also hosted Maxwell and Epstein at the Queen's Sandringham Estate for what he described as a straightforward shooting weekend during his 2019 Newsnight interview. Paul Page, a former Royal Protection Officer, said that Andrew and Ghislaine were so close that palace staff believed they were dating. In a documentary on ITV, Page said, "From the way she was allowed to enter and exit the palace at will, we realized, suspected, that she may have had an intimate relationship with Prince Andrew. A colleague of mine remembered her coming in four times in one day from the morning till the evening. She kept coming in and out and in and out." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Hit that little follow button there and maybe hit a few stars if you really like the show. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.